I like to say to the grandkids, I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think someone in this room may be an owl. They all say, who? Who?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Our grandkids are at that great stage in life when they laugh at knock-knock jokes. Who's there? Cargo. Cargo who? Nope. Owl go who? Cargo beep beep. Ha ha. On Laugh Again, we love to admire the weird, wild, wacky, and wonderful creatures God has created. One bird that we give a hoot about is the owl. You know what we call people who study this amazing bird? Know-it owls. And you thought they were ornithologists. Owls are wise because they have big, bright eyes and they don't say much. But their wisdom isn't what has researchers so excited. Recent discoveries indicate that the owl is very likely the world's most perfectly designed hunter. When they hunt, it's a free-for-owl. This nocturnal critter's razor-sharp vision helps them see more clearly than any night vision goggles humans have created. They can pinpoint prey from a great distance, but here's the thing. An owl can close its eyes and do fine, too. Its hearing is better than any animal ever tested. Its facial features form a circular bowl, acting like a satellite dish to capture sound. Specialized feathers funnel the sound to the owl's ear canals. Many owls have ear holes positioned one higher than the other. Sound reaches one ear a fraction of a second later than the other, allowing their brain to create a highly intricate map of its surroundings. Perched high in a tree, its sensitive ears can pinpoint the precise location of a mouse deep beneath snow or under dense brush. Once it hones in on the doomed mouse, the owl flies towards the sound using another weapon, silent flight. This daytime napper's feathers have a velvet-like coating that dampens and sound that muffles the noise of feathers rubbing together. Tiny serrations along the leading edge of the owl's wing look like a pointy comb, splitting the wind as it flows over the top of the wing. Feathers at the trailing end of the wing have ragged edges which prevent turbulence and allow the owl to flap its wings as quiet as the mouse they are seeking. Compared to its body weight, an owl's wings are enormous, so the owl doesn't need to flap them as often or as hard as other birds do. If you fly on owl airlines, your flight would be virtually silent. Even highly sensitive microphones have trouble picking up the sound of an owl in flight. It can hear perfectly well as it cuts through the air. If the mouse scurries to a different spot, the owl adjusts mid-flight. And that mouse has no idea what's coming. In the winter, owls can be seen plunging from the sky into snowdrifts. Almost inevitably, they emerge with a meal clutched in their talons. Whoever designed this magnificent bird knew exactly what they were doing. In Genesis 1:30, God says, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." Of course, some insist that the owl is a product of random unguided chance, of 3.7 billion years of trial and error, and if you believe so, we can still be friends. But without a wise designer in the picture, the ways of the wise old owl don't make a hoot of sense to me. Nothing comes from nothing. The more I learn about the stunning complexity of every system and cell, the more convinced I am of God's existence, His wisdom, and His love for you and me and the grandkids. Which reminds me, knock knock. Who's there? Owl. Owl who? Owl always love you.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."